Eventually you will find yourself compelled to walk across the street and ask your neighbor the meaning of existence. You will find her old and knitting. If she says anything about bathtub cleaner, be warned, she is lying. Accept her offer for cookies and tea. She is naive, yes, but harmless. The following morning you will find your house warm with the smell of cookies. You will have a scathing urge to knit. You will sit in the front room with yarn and knitting needles until there is a knock at the door. You open the door to find a young woman asking the meaning of existence. Tell her something about syndicating spoken word programs on the internet. She will look at you dubiously, but accept your offer for cookies and tea. You are naive, yes, but harmless. Breathing is standing between two mirrors, watching your reflection reflect itself until your body becomes an ever-vanishing thread, broken again and again by the illusion of singularity. Breathing never stops. Breathing is an entity you are a vessel for, not communal and not individual. Breathing exists beyond you. You will discern breath and thought as separate beings inside of your body. You will find your body is actually two beings, then four, then eight, thought dividing and separating until you become several million beings, separating and becoming with each breath. You will realize that you are creating yourself, that you have created yourself, that you are infinitely creating, and that everything you create creates you, and you are one. Inhale, let it go. Draw a needle through the thread of breath. Draw breath through itself. Tie it in a knot. Tie another knot. Keep tying.